You're listening to SBS News.
Jason Yatson-Lee is an investment banker who puts himself between the business worlds of Australia and China. He invests in companies working between the two countries, but says there needs to be a change of attitude in Australia.
Sometimes there's distrust associated with Australians of Chinese heritage. It's actually got to be the other way around. We need to, as a country, really trust Chinese Australians and understand that Chinese Australians can be a really important part of the solution to how we build a better relationship with China.
It's a relationship that's been troubled in recent years, and one the Australian government is now hoping to reset. The Australian government has announced a new National Foundation for Australia-China Relations, a $44 million body that will invest in boosting ties in a range of economic and cultural areas. It replaces the old Australia-China Council, which focused only on arts, culture and education. The government hopes the new body will build on existing ties between Australia and China. And at the centre of that is harnessing the skills and expertise of the Chinese-Australian community. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said, "While we have different perspectives on some important issues, the new foundation will encourage considered, constructive discourse and engagement between our two countries." Defence Minister Christopher Pyne adding that China's new status in the world should be embraced.
China has been a superpower for thousands of years, and for anyone to suggest that China should be contained or limited would be a significant error of judgment.
Dr. Jane Gawley from the Australian National University says Australia's relationship with China was at a particular low point.
It's about the most fraught that it's been, certainly in my living memory.
The government has also announced lifelong diplomat Graham Fletcher as the new ambassador to Beijing.
There's almost no one in Australia who understands the complexities of the Australia-China relationship better than he does.
The government is hoping to repair a vital relationship with our biggest trading partner. Jani Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.